We are fortunate to have Mr. Tim Duty, who is the president of the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. And we're going to continue this discussion. Basically, we're trying to find out, are we safe? I mean, this is kind of what it all boils down to. Are we safe? Are we going to be safe? What is the state of flood protection in the state, in South Louisiana? And what is going on with all this that's in the news? I mean, I'm trying to keep up with it. I'm reading these articles, and it's, I mean, sometimes my eyes are glazing over trying to figure out everything about the nominating committee and who's, you know, what's happening. And it's all fluid. So we're going to ask a lot of these questions and find out what's happening and get Mr. Duty's take on the Senate Bill 79 as well. All right, let's welcome on Mr. Tim Duty, president of the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
My eyes are glazing over, too.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it like that, but I'm, as I read the articles, sometimes it's hard for me to even... it's like I'm in school. I've got to go back to the start and reread it and say, wait a second, do I understand what's going on with this? I'm not quite sure. So,
I think everybody has the same trouble, even close, you know, family and friends of mine have the same trouble. But the most important thing is what you talked about first, and I wasn't able to hear Ruthie on, but you had someone on who was basically the parent of the new flood protection authority that was created. But the most important thing is the protection that we all have now. So I know that you wanted to talk about that first, so fire away.
Yeah, let's just start with what's the function of Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East?
Well, the function of our authority, first of all, we were created post-Katrina. I think everybody recognized that we needed to get more focused on flood protection, and there was a lot of activities by some local levee boards that were not related to flood protection. So what the legislation did was they separated all of those other activities, which are now called non-flood activities, from the levee board's responsibilities, and those non-flood activities included the ownership and operation of the lakefront airport, operation of two marinas, and some commercial real estate. So they took that out of our area of responsibility, and then they consolidated a single board to oversee three levee districts that still operate independent of one another. So our responsibility, we are basically the board of directors for the Orleans Levee District, the East Jefferson Levee District, and the Lake Bourne Basin Levee District, which is St. Bernard. And we also currently have the responsibility for St. Tammany Parish and Tangipahoa Parish, which don't have levee districts on the books right now. However, St. Tammany's got a bill in there to create their own levee district. So what the legislation tried to do is get a common board of directors to oversee all areas along Lake Pontchartrain.
And the relationship between the Flood Protection Authority and the Corps of Engineers?
Well, the Corps of Engineers is the country's construction company. The Corps of Engineers designs and constructs the system, and we provide input because we know that once the construction is complete, we're going to have to operate and maintain the system. And when the Corps is constructing something, they're going to construct it in a way that is perhaps the most expedient and the least expensive. Our concern is we want it to be the least expensive to operate and maintain. So we try to provide input where we can to have them consider how we're going to operate and maintain the system once it's completed for us. So what we do is we provide inputs to them. Ultimately, they build the system, and then they turn it over to us for operations and maintenance.
Okay. So when we really get down to it, so that's kind of, the hierarchy, but as far as the state of flood protection in Southeast Louisiana today, for the 100-year storm, for the 500-year storm, I mean, I know that I was reading the report, I don't know, this week or last week about the alarming rate of subsidence on some of the levees that they didn't quite expect, that the Corps did not expect. So where are we as far as safety with the 100-year storm and the 500-year storm now?
Well, I would have to say that we have the best flood protection that we have ever had in the local area. Before Hurricane Katrina, the system wasn't even yet complete, and in the Corps' own words, it was a system in name only, just as an example of how things have changed from science, or in science, before there were levees that, let's say, were 15 feet high, and the Corps was calling that somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 to 300 year protection. In that same exact area now, we have 100-year protection, and those same levees or flood walls are now 25 or 30 feet high. So we have some really, really good protection, but the country's standard, which we believe is too low, the country's standard, what the country is willing to pay for, is protection of from a 100-year event. So that's what the system was designed and constructed to defend against a 100-year event. The system is supposed to be armored so that in a 500-year event, the overtopping rates will not degrade the levees and the flood walls so that they fail. So it's built to 100-year standard or height elevation to 100-year standard, but it's armored to withstand overtopping in a 500-year event. And I know that's difficult to understand, but so, we're very good right now.
And so if Katrina came through this summer, which I heard on the news that we're supposed to have El Nino, which will help us. Hopefully that is true for this one summer. We always have to find a way each year to hopefully avoid, you know, these monsters. But if Katrina were to come through this year, or with the system, where it would have been this summer, are the scientists saying that the results would be different and we would not have suffered the same results?
Yeah, I think the scientists are saying that we would not suffer the same results. You know, Mother Nature is never to be tested, or shouldn't be tested, but right now the system is constructed and we should survive a Hurricane Katrina. I mean, the system is designed such that there's going to be additional areas that would serve as reservoirs for overtopping the system, so that all we really need to do is get beyond the height of the surge, and that's only a couple of hours. So if we can get beyond the height of the surge, we should be good. And the scientists are all saying that the system is constructed and we should be good to survive something like a Hurricane Katrina.
How much money has been spent already on
it? Good Lord. That quite a bit of money, and that's the country. You know, I think that we all owe the country for coming to our aid. So far, the total system, including interior drainage for the SELA projects, was budgeted at somewhere in the neighborhood of $14.5 billion. And I think the Corps has said that they have already spent $12 billion. But that creates another problem for us, because it's not just the federal government's money. We, as locals, what they do is they construct the system, and we agree to pay a portion of the construction. And depending on, you know, the specific project, it's as much as 30%. So we're going to have to pay, or the state's going to have to pay back the federal government, roughly, for our side of the river anyway, $30 million for the next 30 years.
Where is that coming from?
Well, it's going to either come from the state, or it's going to come from ad valorem taxes. We're working out that. We're not going to have to start paying for that until the system is completed and finally constructed and turned over to us. The big projects left to be completed are the three outfall canal pump stations, the London 17th and Orleans Canal. Those permanent pump stations are just really getting under construction right now. So when the whole system is complete, that's when we're supposed to start paying the federal government back, and that'll happen sometime in 2017.
Well, this is All Things Local Radio. We're with Tim Duty, the president of the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. Tim, we have a 100-year storm protection built, and the levees can withstand that storm surge. So if a 500-year storm were to come about right now, those levees would be overtopped, right?
Well, yeah, the levees would be overtopped, but, you know, once the armoring is done, and it hasn't been done yet, but once the armoring is done, they should be protected from any overtopping, washing away the dirt and degrading the levees. So we should be able, you know, once that armoring is completed, we should be able to withstand a 500-year event. And earlier you talked about some of the areas that we have some concerns about, accelerated subsidence. And we're meeting now to try to address those particular areas. Those levees that are in danger of subsiding very rapidly, and in some instances, as you said, they are subsiding much more, or consolidating too, much more rapidly than the Corps had estimated. So we're meeting with the state and all of the local levy boards that are involved to see what we can do to put additional lifts on those levees prior to the armoring, because the armoring is very, very expensive, and we don't want to waste those dollars if we can help it.
If when you say armoring, can you just clarify that?
Yeah, armoring is really just trying to make the backside of the protected side of the levees able to withstand a certain amount of overtopping, a certain rate of water overtopping, so that when, you know, the storm surge and the waves on top of the storm surge come in, they're going to wash over the levees just as you said they would.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that the waves that roll over the tops of the levees do not erode the levee by the force of the water. So the armoring in many instances is going to be done by what is called high-performance turf-reinforced matting. And it's a nylon mesh material, and what they'll do is they'll lay that on top of the levees from the flood side to the protected side, which is the side that we're most concerned about erosion on, and they'll anchor them into the ground, and then the grass will grow through that mesh material, and they're testing this, and actually I attended some tests up in Colorado State University
okay.
to make sure that the overtopping rates, we can, you know, we can withstand those overtopping
rates.
Let's
talk, we have a handful of minutes here. Let's talk about the politics of this. Can you just talk about what is your current status with the board? What's your take on, you know, the nominating committee meeting that was held just a couple of days ago? What's your status, and what about the nominating committee?
Well, I think I would be considered on life support right now.
Jeez.
My term expired in June, and we have 4-year terms. When the board was started, we drew playing cards from a deck, and the first I drew a 2, so that meant that I had a 2-year term, so that all of our terms were staggered. So that first 2-year term didn't count, and then you can serve for a total of up to 8 years. So I was reappointed by Governor Jindal, and I served my first 4-year term, and my second term would have begun July 1st if I had been reappointed. I was, in fact, nominated by the nominating committee, but as you know, we filed the lawsuit, and that changed the politics immediately. So right now I'm on life support. The nominating committee met, as you said, on Thursday. They determined that I am eligible to serve, and they're going to forward my name yet again to the governor, but they're also going to come up with another candidate from St. Bernard, and they'll forward our 2 names to the governor, and he'll have to choose between us.
Right. And so for people like me, are we just sitting back waiting for this decision to be made? We don't have any say in this, right, the general public?
No, well, you know, I think the politicians listen to the general public more than anyone might imagine. It's just getting the voting public engaged in the debate is sometimes a challenge because everybody's got stuff to do on
exactly.
Saturdays. So, but, you know, I think the voting public does have some say-so if they, you know, let their politicians know how they feel about certain things. You know, it would be foolish of a politician who wants to remain in office not to listen.
Well, one politician who is in office from North Louisiana is named Senator Adley, and he popped onto my radar screen this week. I'd never heard of him before, and that's because he introduced a bill, Senate Bill 79, which affects could threaten the independence of the levee authority. What is the position of the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East on Senator Adley's Bill 79?
Actually, we haven't met yet to consider that, and I don't know. You know, I can only speak for myself. I cannot speak for the board. Our next meeting is scheduled for, I think, March 20th, which is the third Thursday. So it's likely that we'll discuss the bill, but it may have been already heard by that time. So the authority doesn't have an official position on that. I can tell you just individually, you know, I was a member of the voting public when we voted to change the way that we have the levy board set up, at least for the East Authority and the West Authority. And we were supposed to be set up to be independent from politics. But the bill, as it's currently crafted, would undo a lot of the political independence of our board. And I think that would be a great threat to flood protection.
Why is there?
Backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Going backwards.
Why are we this? Everything that we've done over these past 8 years is to consolidate and to start reforming government and the way things are done, and not to have to get politics out and to get scientists in. And I thought that we were moving in this right direction. As someone in the general public, when I read this, I'm thinking, oh, now here comes politics back in the picture, and they're trying to do it quickly and make sure that it's real kind of hazy and the general public doesn't really understand what's going on. Am I getting the right impression? I'm raising my voice right now.
I think that everybody who has a strong opinion about this should be raising their voice. I can tell you that, you know, there are other opinions within the state, and you can only listen to the words and believe what is said. But some people in the state are saying that it's not our area. We shouldn't be the ones suing. So they didn't intend for a board like ours to actually go out and sue people.
Okay.
So they want to take that away from us.
Yeah, right. But and that's something we hadn't even mentioned before. So is this Senate Bill 79, is this basically in retaliation for the fact that the Flood Protection Authority East is suing the 97 oil companies? Is that in retaliation?
Well,
okay.
That'd be a question for Senator Adley.
For Senator Adley, okay.
It certainly seems like it's retribution.
Since we're closing in on the end of the show, and we're with Tim Duty, the president of the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. This is All Things Local Radio, WGSO 990. Here's the final question for you. At the nominating committee, there was a member, Wendell Creel, who seemed to argue that the lawsuit antagonized the governor and that it was more important to have him on the board side than to have board independence. What's your take on that?
I'm a good friend of Wendell's, and Wendell's been in the flood protection business for a long time. Wendell knows how the politics work. The difficulty for our board is I think we were probably naive of the politics, which is, in some ways a good thing, I think. Maybe it's a bad thing. I don't know. But is it better for the governor to be on our side? This governor is not always going to be the governor. There'll be another governor. That's a hard question. For me, whether or not it's better to have this governor on our side or whatever governor is next. I think what this governor doesn't want is he doesn't want us using our ability to sue in something as big as what this is now.
Well, Mr. Duty, we are coming up at the end of the show here. So at this point, I can just say thank you for joining us on a Saturday morning. And I guess everybody can just follow this in the news. Keep paying attention.
It'll be widely reported, and thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. All right, everybody. That is All Things Local Radio Show, focusing on a sustainable New Orleans.